We speak different languages, we come from different cultures, but here we are, studying Australia. Welcome to today's episode. I'm your host, Felicity. Being an international student is already a lot to prepare. Can you imagine what it would be like being a PhD candidate and an international student at the same time? Today I invite a returning guest, Jackie, to talk about his experience being an international student and a PhD candidate in Australia. Hello, Jackie.
Hi, Felicity. Very nice to talk with you again.
Okay, so someone called me Felicity again. So what made you decide to study a PhD degree in Australia?
Let me talk about why I come to Australia. I think the main reason I choose Australia as a country where I study my PhD is because of, not the country per se, but because of my university and my supervisor here. Because ANU is a world-leading university, and it has very advanced studies in the field of environmental studies. You know, I'm an environmental major, and I think ANU is the best university I apply for and successfully enter. I believe some people are smarter than me and can go to some better universities, but ANU is already my best choice. Meanwhile, I have a really, really great supervisor here. That supervisor, I think, is also the best supervisor I can find. Moreover, I agree with that Australia has very beautiful landscapes. It's rich by diversity, and the amazing species are also attractive to me. In addition, Australia is an English-speaking country, and English is the only foreign language I can use proficiently. What else? Probably it's the multi-culture is also attractive to me, because multi-culture can broaden my horizon and make myself more open-minded. And then let me talk about why I want to pursue a PhD. I think the first reason is that I am interested in environmental studies and I want to enhance my expertise in this field. I also believe that, of course, doing a PhD has really huge costs, including both direct financial costs and the opportunity costs of foregoing other alternative career choices. But I believe the benefits from doing a PhD can offset its cost in the long term. For example, it can make myself more competitive in the future career. I think another really, really important reason why I decide to do a PhD is that I want to make some contribution to the ecologically sustainable development to the society and even to the whole world. I remember that when I just commenced my PhD, I attended a meeting convinced by the dean of my school, and the dean asked the students, if you do not want to make a difference in the world, why would you come here to do a PhD? Those words were very inspiring to me, and I do believe the better educated people should be more socially responsible to the society and to the world. If well-educated people do not expect to make a difference in the world, should they expect those who are less educated to make a better world for them? I don't think so. And I also believe that individuals are connected with a society, and only the society gets better off, and individuals can be better off.
It sounds like you are in a very high moral ground right now.
It's not really high moral, but I think I'm also selfish, but I think in a long-term individual, such as can only benefit themselves by benefiting the others and the society.
So do you remember what do you need to apply for a PhD degree?
Yes, for sure. First of all, since you are studying abroad, you should be a good English user. Your English does not have to be as fluent as native speakers, but you should be at least a good English user. I think many of our audience have already recognized that my English is not perfect, but I think I'm competent to communicate with people and competent to finish my degree in Australia. Mm. And another compulsory requirement is that you have you can find a supervisor. Without a supervisor, I don't think any university can enroll you as a PhD student. Yeah, so before you apply for PhD, you need to contact the supervisor who you are interested in and who is willing to supervise you. Yeah.
Mm.
Moreover, I think you also need to have a good grade during your previous studies. Take myself as an example. I did my master's degree at ANU as well, and my PhD in the same school and in the same university. And my school requires that the PhD candidate's grade should be at the minimum 75 on average. Yeah.
Mm.
So I think 75 is a good grade because in my school it's really difficult to get grades over 80. So 80 is already high distinction. The top one student during my master course had the average grade at 83. That's a top one student. Yeah. So those whose average grades can exceed 75 were already good enough.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah, I think what has talked were the compulsory conditions to apply for a PhD. And your previous academic outcomes, such as publications, could be your asset, but that's not necessary. And in addition, I think courage is also needed to a PhD, because doing a PhD is costly in terms of time, energy, money, and also has opportunity cost. Yeah. You should be really determined. You should really have strong resolution before you start a PhD. Yeah.
Mm. And also you might need patience and be able to study for a long time and not being able to see the result in a short time.
Yeah, I agree.
So do you also need a proposal or a previous research paper for that one?
Research paper is not necessary, but might give you additional value to apply for a PhD.
Oh, yes.
But you also need to write a brief proposal as one of your application material. Yeah.
Mm.
But you can change. But after you officially commence your PhD, you can make a new proposal different from the previous proposal used for application.
Mm. Yeah, I saw people doing that, they change the subject in the middle of their PhD degree. But then that also means they have to spend more time on the PhD degree than they are supposed to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's possible.
Yeah, so how is it like studying as a PhD candidate?
As a PhD, I think different PhD candidates may have different experiences. So my personal experience cannot represent others' experience. But personally, I think being a PhD student is free and very independent, because you don't take myself as an example. I don't need to take any courses and I don't need to do any assignments. So what I should do is just focus on my own research.
Yeah.
As long as I can finish my thesis by the deadline, I can arrange my time freely.
Oh, so you do have a deadline.
My supervisor, the standard PhD program in Australian National University is normally 4 years.
Okay.
So you should submit your thesis by 4 years.
Okay.
Yeah, but how do you schedule your time within 4 years? It's completely depends on you and maybe your supervisor. Yeah.
Oh, so do you have like a timeline saying, for example, when did you need to submit your proposal? When do you need to submit your first version or first edit?
Yes. We need to draw a timeline in our proposal. But the timeline is just like a reference. It's not something compulsory. Instead, it is flexible and you can change it in practice.
Oh, and do you have I know it varies from degrees. Like, for example, if you're going to do some field work, you can just say, you can just say to your supervisor saying, hey, can I just go do some field work for like 3 months or 6 months, and then I would just do whatever I want?
Yes, you need to, if you want to go to a field work, you need to get approval or endorsement from your supervisor and also from the delegated authority in your school. Meanwhile, if your field work involves interview humans, you may need to apply for ethic approval from your university.
Do you know how long it roughly takes?
It depends. So sometimes it takes a few months to get the approval, but if you make your application really, really well, it may just take 1 month or a few weeks.
Oh, wow.
The purpose of applying for ethic approval is to avoid academic misconduct. The university, it is immoral to make the participants of your research under any risk. That's why there should be some ethic review and ethic approval.
Yeah, I remember I was shown the ACCESS application when I was studying for a course. And they did mention, like, if you are going to interview Indigenous people in Australia, that would be usually a long process. And if you just interview, like, you know, normal people, the non-Indigenous people, it should be relatively faster than the other one.
Yes, that's true, because some potential participants are more vulnerable and are more likely to be at a risk than the others. Yeah. So depending on your target participant, the difficulty in applying for the approval may vary.
So how did you schedule your time for your study?
Well, I do have a very strict plan of arranging my time. I spend 30 to 40 hours a week on my research. Yeah.
And what do you do other than that?
I think doing research is just a part of my life. It should not occupy all the time in my life. So I do arrange a certain amount of like leisure time for myself. For example, I also like reading some extracurricular books.
Mm-hmm.
I also need to socialize with others.
Mm-hmm.
And I also keep doing exercise at least five times per week.
Mm.
Yeah, meanwhile, I like attending some recreational activities such as hiking in the mountain, fishing around a lake. Doing research is just an approach to make my life better in the future instead of my life per se. Yeah. So I should not spend my whole time on research.
I think that's a good idea for everyone. Like, you shouldn't just make that one part, one thing, like the whole part of your life. You should always make use of your life, not just focus on one thing. So do you notice anything special being a PhD student in Australia than the other places in the world?
I'm not sure. I haven't made any comparison between PhD in Australia and PhD in other countries. Yeah, I don't have any research on the question.
Okay.
Frankly speaking, I'm not. Yeah, I cannot give you a proper answer to this question.
That's all right. So have you been to other places for the seminar?
You mean other places out of Australia?
Not just Australia, like outside of ANU. Like, have you been somewhere to attend a seminar or any conference?
Yeah. Yes. PhD students have opportunities to... I would have attended an international conference in Gold Coast this year. However, due to the impact of the pandemic, the conference was postponed, so I couldn't attend that. But last year, I attended several international conferences. One of them was in Hanover, Germany, and one was in Peking University in China, and I also attended a similar in Guiyang, China, last year.
So were there other PhD students there as well? Did you sort of exchange your studies?
Oh yes, I think we also have opportunity to do exchange. But I'm not considering doing exchange.
No, I mean two PhD students sharing information about your own studies and maybe get some inspiration, that kind of things.
Yes, as a PhD student, communication with other PhD students can help, in terms of how to make your life happier, how to make your research more productive, and the most recent studies in your field.
Yeah, I remember there was this one time a friend of mine who was a PhD student at that time asked me, "Hey, do you want to go to the bar?" Yeah, actually we just went there, several PhD students and me, the only master student there, just drinking beer and, just chatting. Not really talking about studies, but we were chatting there.
Yeah, maybe they were already bored of talking about studies in the office. That's why they go to a bar,
Yeah, it seems like it's sort of happy a weekly bar thing, weekly social drinking. Because we drink very socially, we don't get all of our drunks, but I think the more important thing is, you talk to someone just so you don't have to, sit in your desk all the time.
Yes, every PhD may need a break after a certain time, because having a break and maybe may make your research more efficient and more productive in the long term.
You guys need to spend 3 years or even 4 years just to finish that one paper.
Not just one paper, but a whole dissertation or what someone called a thesis. A thesis is different from a paper.
Yeah, I think you need to, if you finish your thesis, there will be the length of a book, right?
Depends. It depends on your degree. So some degrees require 100,000 words or 80,000 words. But the thesis I chose has no requirement on word length. It requires my thesis requires four papers with at the minimum three of them were published and the sole author.
Oh wow! So have you made the goal yet?
No, I have not yet completely met the requirement. But I believe I can meet the requirement. Yeah, sooner or later.
Good luck with that.
Thanks.
Because I remember last time I met you, you were like, I'm busy writing the paper. I'm busy editing the paper.
Finishing a draft, if you have a clear idea about what you want to research on, and also a proper method to finish the research, it's not really time-consuming to finish a draft. Normally, I can finish a draft paper, provided that I have a clear idea and a good method and sufficient data, I can finish a draft paper by 2 months, and sometimes even 1 month.
Oh, wow.
But the difficulty is that you need to publish a paper because a publication has higher criteria than just a draft, you know. Sometimes it takes more time. It takes more time to revise and improve a paper than finishing its draft, you know.
So do you have like a lot of revision idea from the journal when you try to publish it?
Yes, I revise it based on the journal editors or reviewers' comments. Yeah. I need to satisfy their ideas rather than my own ideas if you want to publish a paper.
Have you ever like need to make a major revision of your paper just so you can publish it?
So far, I have always made major revisions.
Oh, no.
Yeah. It takes me more time to revise it than drafting it.
So I know that you're currently studying remotely due to COVID. How has that been?
In general, it goes well. However, I feel less productive at home, probably because I'm more likely to be distracted from other things at home in comparison to that I am at my office. Meanwhile, I feel less motivated to study at home.
Because there's always food around.
But in general, I think my research is on the right track.
That's good to know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks.
So, how long do you think you will need to finish the degree?
The standard program is 4 years. Mm-hmm. So most of the students submit their thesis by 4 years and graduate by 4.5 years. You know, after you submit your thesis, it will normally take half a year for outside examiners to review your dissertation or your thesis, you know.
Oh, wow.
I'm trying to submit my thesis by 2.5 years and graduate by 3 years.
How has that been going?
Since I commenced my PhD, it has been 2 years and 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
I've almost finished my thesis, but now I'm waiting for one more paper to be published,
and then you can graduate.
In order to meet the graduation criteria.
Oh wow, that's good.
And once that paper is published, I can submit my thesis. Yeah.
So you need to publish one more paper, and also you need to finish your thesis.
The paper is a part of my thesis. The thesis is almost finished, but one paper needs to be published before I submit the thesis to the university.
So how long would that take to publish a paper?
I'm not sure. So it depends on the journal reviewers and the journal editors.
Because I heard like in China, some journals will spend like a year or two to publish one paper.
Yeah, that's also possible for international journals.
Okay, I think that's pretty much it for today. Do you have anything else you want to share?
Not yet. If you have any other questions, I'm happy to answer.
I think I'm good for now. Maybe just one last question. So, would you be, if you say finish it by the end of this year, would you be able to come back to Australia and attend the ceremony?
I hope so. I hope so. But I have no idea.
Yeah, but say if, like, by the end of this year, you can travel back to Australia, and you happen to graduate at that time, would you be willing to come back and attend the ceremony?
Yes, of course. Yeah, I don't want to graduate online. to attend a proper ceremony.
Yeah, I mean, the PhD students' gown is so splendid. Like, they have the most sophisticated head and the gown and everything.
Oh, yes. A PhD gown is very distinct compared to the gowns of other degrees.
Yeah, I'm always jealous, but I'm like, yeah, they did spend 3 years or four on that degree.
Yeah, I hope I can make it soon.
So, do you have any idea what you would do after you graduate?
I expect to work for an international organization or a university. Yeah, but I cannot guarantee I would be able to realize my expectation.
Well, one step at a time. You do need to graduate first.
Yes, correct.
Alright, I think that's pretty much it. Thank you so much for sharing. And good luck
with... You're welcome, no worries.
And good luck with everything. And I hope you can graduate very soon.
Okay, thank you. Yeah.
And I hope you can come back for the ceremony.
Yeah, thanks. I hope you have a good weekend.
Thank you, and that's all for today. You're welcome to share your Australia stories on our Facebook page, Twitter account, and WeChat official account, Tuaru Shiji. And that's a wrap.